Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inns. And today we are doing Huncho for her. And this is the non-deluxe. We did not do the deluxe. So this joint is 15 songs, 39 minutes. Ken, this is where we typically call the sweet spot. But typically for the albums that we enjoy, this track the length of, or how many tracks versus the length of time, you know, typically when it's something you enjoy, it goes by relatively quick. Mm. And you know, want it to replay. I can't say that for this one, Ken. I think one of the things that, and I don't understand the love Huncho gets. I don't understand it. He's not, I don't like the auto-tune on him. I don't like how he utilizes it. I'm not a fan of his music just overall. It doesn't do nothing for me, Ken. And listening to this, I'm just like, bruh, like there outside of this review, there's not another time that I'm gonna play this. It's really not.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting seeing his name on a lot of other stuff that we've done, because I don't understand the appeal. Even if I don't necessarily rock or like a newer sound or trendier sound, a younger sound, sometimes you can just be like, okay, I see why people like that. Yeah. I don't with Huncho. So there's a curiosity there to try to understand why, but I don't hear anything special. I don't see him doing anything special. Is it a label that's pushing him? He's with 300 Entertainment. That explains it. They have a way of developing and getting their artists out there. They are really good at what they do.
You know who he sound like, especially on the song Your Friends? Who was that guy that we did a reaction to, the AR? He sounds slowed down with a deeper voice, but it sounds like that. Like, I'm just, Ken, I'm with you. I don't know the appeal. I don't understand how 300 is marketing this guy. I don't know how or why I just don't get it, Ken. I really don't. So for me, features, he only had, what was it, one feature, two features?
Two.
Dej Loaf. Yeah. And you know, Dej Loaf is interesting. Let's talk about her real quick. On this song, I liked her, but just Dej Loaf in general has went from like this overnight viral thing to like a feature killer. Like, she primarily is on features now. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't checked. I got to see the last time she dropped the project. But, and I fuck with Dej Loaf, but even on this one was like, I think she did okay, but can I don't know, maybe I'm just so disinterested with Huncho that it didn't make no difference. And Machie, I don't know who that is. You ever heard of him?
Mm-mm.
Machie?
Not at all.
So I don't know if he's like a UK guy or...
Sounded like it, yeah.
But can... The features, I'm a C, D plus, C minus. That's where I'm at with it.
I did like Dej Loaf. It is only two, so yeah, I'll go there with you. I think see. Mishy's voice, you know, maybe if I heard him with something else, might like him a little bit more. But I think average is good. So, yeah, okay. C is good.
When it comes to the production on this, I'm okay. I don't think the production was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't really move me. And I understand that the project is called For Her, so you know, a little bit more subtle, a little bit more sultry for this style of music, is what I got, and it fit. So I'm okay with the production. Mm-hmm. I'll give this production a C.
Yeah, yeah. There were some joints on here that I like production wise, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the production, and I understood it going in, and I knew I had to kind of adjust my mindset to this style of music. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm okay with the production for the most part. So yeah, C's good.
Yeah. When it comes to the rapping / singing, because he's in that sing song rapper lane. A D plus. I put in a plus on there being respectable. Because here's the thing. I don't get the appeal, but I understand that he sounds like what commercial hip hop sounds like. So I could see that the youngsters like him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily understand the why, but I know that the youngsters do. So out of respect of, you know, his fan base, you know, obviously he's doing great, great things in his career. I give him the plus, but it's a D plus for me.
I think the song Your Friends, he sounded really interesting on that one to me in terms of how he's rapping, he's flowing or whatnot. You know, if I heard more of that, it would be interesting to see what those sound like. There were a couple of other songs where, you know, it was okay. So for me, I think I may go with probably like a C minus. But yeah.
And then overall for me, C minus. That's where I'm at with it. I feel like if I'm in the car with you and you put this on, I'm gonna look at you crazy. But if I'm in the car with a younger person, they put this, I'm not gonna complain. You know what I'm saying? So it, like for me, like I understand the audience, I understand the target audience. So I'm okay depending on who plays it.
Mm-hmm.
One of my peers, one of my contemporaries, oh man, you heard that new Honcho? Nigga, you better not play that shit. The fuck is wrong with you? But a young cat's like, yo, FIFA, man, listen to this new cat, Honcho. Have you ever heard of him? Yeah, go ahead and play him, bro.
I'll be curious what the youngest rate it, because, you know, they into this whole vibey type of music nowadays. It's more of a vibe and less about rapping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a D plus, C minus.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because I didn't really enjoy it. So I can only grade it by my expectations. But I'll be curious to see what people that actually understands and appreciate this sort of music will rate it. Somebody hit me up about one of those guys that we reviewed, said we didn't hear saying, God, what was the guy's name? He was really bad. Said such and such had bars for real.
Mm.
And I asked him for some. He actually replied back. I'll see if I can find it. Okay. But yeah, but nah, I think this was one of the ones that in an earlier review we did. I was driving Isaiah home, and I don't even think Isaiah even knew him. I was like, man, what has FIFO got me listening to? I think it was Honcho. It was Honcho. So it was, yeah, it was a task. It was a task getting through it. But you know, I don't know. I think that out of morbid curiosity, I'll just try to see what's going on with Honcho and try to figure out why, you know, but that's about it.
Nah, I feel that. Look, what I don't feel is Honcho, but are we off? You know, is this not the right project to jump into Honcho's catalog? Is there another project that we should visit so that way we can get a more accurate depiction of what Honcho is, what he does? But for me, it's a no. And if we don't review him again, I'm okay with that. to be quite honest with you. This next one that we're going to review tomorrow is going to be very interesting. So make sure you stay tuned. But we out. Peace.
Peace.